This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Are you guys okay?
Just a small sampling of what was taking place, lawlessness in downtown Minneapolis. Limited amount of officers, too many individuals not giving a damn at all, paying no attention to what the laws might be, harassing people, firing fireworks at people, getting in their face, criminal behavior. Awful behavior. Arrestable behavior. But we don't have enough police officers in the city of Minneapolis. And we should have significantly more. We know how this has all played out. We were woefully behind before. Before even the murder of George Floyd. And then so many officers have stepped away due to PTSD. And I'm sure a high percentage of those folks legitimately have it. There are other even former officers that question, did everybody do that? I don't know well enough. It's an enormous number. But I know this, it's not even close to the amount of officers we should have in Minneapolis. And for about the 1,000th time, I'll say, not 1 second have I ever supported defund the police. Not even for a thought. Does that mean we just stay status quo? No. First of all, we have more, but we have better. We have different ways to monitor police, to train police, to respond to mental health crises, to find the individuals who are racist in nature, to highlight the overwhelming who are outstanding at what they do. And so here you go again. Boom Island, 8 injured. There's no fireworks. Other parts of Minneapolis injured. And the videos are everywhere. Crime Watch, Rebecca Brannon, others have pointed out they're not making this up. They're showing that hundreds and hundreds were downtown last night and said, bleep you to the law. And we've talked an awful lot, the limited number of officers during the day. Tony Adams on the show, 30-year Minneapolis police officer. His family still in Minneapolis police right now. His brother would be a very good candidate to be the next police chief of police in Minneapolis. Tony said, a lot of days in downtown Minneapolis. And this was different. This is night. This is 4th of July. But like today, a lot of days there are 4 officers available in downtown Minneapolis. Think about that. It's not from me. It's from Tony Adams on this show. And so do I stand by what I've said for a while? Yes, I do. That during the day, Minneapolis is much busier than it was a year ago. And is closer to what it was before. It's not there. Closer. North Loop has been sovereign territory seemingly the entire time. where even in the heart of the pandemic, if businesses were allowed to be open, North Loop felt safe. But there's still too many other parts of the economic engine of this state where I don't fault people for wondering, do I still go down there for dinner and other places? Yes, I do. Am I aware if Carla would go down there alone? 100%. Or other people I know close to me? Yes. But if you're living downtown, by the way, tens of thousands of people live downtown, and you're watching this last night, how are you feeling about where you live? If you're somebody's listening to this station right now, or listening to another station, or thinking about, hey, I might go downtown later this week. And you see this. And I get summer, and I say, well, that's 4th of July. It's downtown Minneapolis. Okay. And if you're trying to show people things have changed in realistic, like factually, they have changed. And then the perception, look what happened. You start, as some insulting individual suggested, yes, we get these texts. These were crisis actors in Highland Park where 6 people were killed. Just derogatory and repugnant comments. These are individuals who just don't care about the law down there. And Minneapolis police, not enough of them. And, you know, we had the recent court ruling with Samuels and others, their side winning, saying you need to have a certain amount of officers. Where are they coming from? Because you still want a standard of excellence. And as we've said a bunch of times on the show, it's just a couple years ago, Rhonda was looking for 400 more when they were over 800. Now they're, where are they, just below 600? So they're half of what Rhonda thought. So what does this make you feel about downtown Minneapolis? For a lot of people, Dave, I assume it's told you, why am I going down there? I'll find other things to do. For years, before things started getting better, before George Floyd, I kept saying, so often you're missing out. As somebody lived in downtown with the Wolves, I worked downtown for 16 years, and then started working downtown with CCO, 09. I mean, outside of 07 and 08, since I moved back in 1990, I've had some tie to downtown Minneapolis. And you still have amazing people down there. But you have too many circumstances where it's just not, nowhere near as safe as it should be. And with the mayor, with the city council, with different ideas, if you're following what's going on, they're trying to implement a number of different changes. We still have the human rights investigation. We still have the DOJ looking. And we don't know how any of that is going to play out. But Dave is someone who works downtown. Number one, let's take this, because you're downtown during the day more than me. I'm downtown much more at night than you are. I was just downtown a couple days ago during the day. I think it's noticeably different. Obviously, it's incredibly different from the heart of the pandemic, but even a year ago, right? But just even simple as the food trucks, they're not out. And when you walk in the skyways, Dave, during the day, it's incredibly quiet. So to you during the day, how does it feel?
Better. You're right. It's better than it was even a year ago, even probably 6 months ago, but it still feels light. You're right. The skyways are emptier. You see, you know, 1-2 food trucks maybe, where normally, you know, the block we're on, you know, pre-pandemic, they were just packed, lined up bumper to bumper.
Yes. Yeah. 8 to 10 of them.
Yes. Yes. Minimum.
No, more actually.
Yes. Right. And this was far from the only block they were on. You know, they were all over the place. It's sad still.
It is sad. And as I've said before, during the day. I wish Target, Wells Fargo, and U.S. Bank had said, come back. Mm-hmm. They're afraid. They're afraid that something is going to happen to someone or individuals who worked there, and they told them they had to come back. And I get their hesitation, but so much of in the day, we would be in a better position if the numbers jumped up. I mean, think about it. If those businesses came back, it's thousands and thousands and thousands of people during the day who maybe if they want to hang around for happy hours, but fill those skyways during the day. At night, I was down in the North Loop area the other day. It was totally fine. I was right by Target Field, Target Center. Two Saturdays ago, I felt totally fine. But you have to walk a couple blocks away to get to about 8th, 9th, 10th, and Hennepin. And there are issues. Get to Nicollet Mall. There are issues. And every summer it gets a little bit worse, it seems like, right, compared to spring and fall, we know, compared to winter. You're just going to get so many people who are going to watch that video and say, why should I risk it? Why is it worth it? And I think it's an aberration, but you know what? It's not that much of an aberration, Dave, because it keeps happening way too often.
It's true. And the problem is that Minneapolis has to figure out so many of the crime issues that we've heard over the last several months. They're not downtown. You know, they're in uptown or they're in, you know, North Minneapolis, mm-hmm. whatever neighborhood yeah. of Minneapolis. But you hear on the news, another shooting in Minneapolis. What do you think? When you think Minneapolis, you think downtown.
That's right.
Doesn't matter where it happened. If it's in Minneapolis, you think downtown. And everyone who's afraid to come downtown or nervous or cautious or just wants to take shots at Minneapolis. See? Another one.
Yeah. And then in this case, they can just show the video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And this one, it just happened to be downtown.
Yeah, it happened to be downtown. And uptown. Uptown's nowhere near what it used to be.
No.
So many businesses have left. The streetcar nonsense is back. So when you see all this, have you just checked Minneapolis off the list? Do you still think about going to Minneapolis during the day? Has it affected you with Twins games at night? I mean, their attendance, considering the way they've played, not very good. How much of the attendance issue is tied to safety? Is it a night and day issue, or do you still go downtown and you feel pretty good and you feel like you can be smart about where to go? Where do you stand on the safety, and what is last night's video? How does it alter your plans, if at all? Love your calls, love your texts, because safety matters ever. It matters in Lakeland Shores, Minnesota. It matters in Nisswa. But let's just be honest. It's the biggest city. It's the economic engine. And they are struggling mightily, like so many big cities across America. Let's not act like Minneapolis is different from a lot of other big cities. But for a large portion of our audience, we thank the folks, because it's a nice chunk also that listen outside of Minnesota. But for a pretty big chunk, Minneapolis is the biggest city in the state they live in. All sorts of ways to go on this topic. And last night was just another, well, you're not safe if you're down there in parts of it. You're getting confronted. Fireworks, just complete disrespect. What does this do for your perception and your reality with Minneapolis? 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We spent some time on a Friday show talking about what happened and what didn't happen with edibles. Now a part of a new cannabis law and legal in the state. And many people acting outraged and surprised and calling for this to be recalled, basically. Well, the author of the bill, Representative Heather Edelson, who, like a lot of people, wasn't completely available because of the 4th of July weekend on Friday, she's with us, and she's pretty clear. She said what was in the bill was put in there with full transparency. So on the edibles and what's allowed and how it's going to play out, Representative Edelson is 10 minutes away. Is it, what's our caller's name again?
We've got Jeff in Minnetonka wanting to chime in.
Jeff in Minnetonka. Jeff, go ahead. You're on WCCO.
Hi, Chad. You know, we talk about problem with crime in Minneapolis and safety, but the issue really becomes the judges who deviate downwards from sentencing guidelines and so often give probation instead of prison time. There was a recent article in the Star Tribune. A man shot three bullets into a car with a mom and two kids in it. Luckily, he missed. He got 90 days home confinement and a work release. I mean, there's no consequence.
I think that's a very important point. I agree with you 100%. I think it's also on the legislature to toughen up these laws. Now, the comeback from some of the local sheriffs is, where are we putting them? We don't have enough space. Their comeback is they have too many people in their prisons. You know, Dave Hutchinson, when he actually would come on this show, Bob Fletcher and others in the past, Rich Stanek would say, we have so many people with mental health issues. We should not be in the mental health business. They should be taken care of in hospitals and other areas. And then we might have more places to house these individuals where what they did should be punished stronger. And I get the reaction to some of it when we went too far in some areas. But, Jeff, I think you're 100% right. There's just a repetitive nature of this. We've had on, obviously, Arredondo. We've had Blair Anderson on the show many times from St. Cloud. We had the leader of the Crystal Police on. And I think, Jeff, they're sick of individuals who shouldn't just get a slap on the wrist, should be sent away. So it's a combination of what's on the books now, what should be altered, and also having places to put these individuals. Because there has to be a punishment for the crimes which are taking place on a regular basis, and it's shameful. It's another area where we're just failing as a country.
Right. I don't know if you saw the story on Channel 4. They've done this twice, where they interviewed the mom of a young teen who was picked up after carjacking 20 people, and she says the only time he's safe is when he's in police custody, because when he's sent home, he's just gone, and he's out doing it again. And, you know, Hennepin County's closed the juvenile detention centers, and she says, I need help. I can't control my son. and we're not giving them the health. We've got this large deficit, or sorry, surplus of money, and I don't understand why victims don't matter.
Yep. No, that's a very valid point, Jeff. It's such a good point. This is where, again, Democrats and Republicans on the money have failed. That we, what do we have, $9, $10, $11 billion there, and we can't figure out what actually can help society as opposed to what else can help us win our next election. A lot of people talking about the city of Minneapolis and weak on crime enforcement, and until they solve it, they won't go back. Minneapolis has earned this. The city council, to me, is too far left. Jacob Frey, compared to the previous city council, was more of a centrist, and Jacob Frey is absolutely a liberal. Let's also add, St. Paul has this. Major cities across America have this. It's not like Minneapolis is an island unto itself. But if you live in Lakeville, if you live in Golden Valley, if you live wherever, and you're thinking about going downtown, it doesn't matter to you that it's also an issue in Houston, or it's also an issue in Chicago or New York, because you're not going down there to those cities. You're going downtown, and the truth is now you're not going to go nearly as much. People will leave companies if they have to come back to work. Dave, I think that's one of the fears, right? That you have so many people who right now, with jobs plentiful, where a lot of people would say if you work for the three biggies downtown and won't come back, they'd say either let me work from home or I'll go somewhere else. That was part of the twofold dilemma. One, if we tell you to come back, if something happens, not only are you going to feel awful, but the PR hit is going to be terrible. And are you going to lose a lot of employees?
Yeah, it's hard if you're downtown right now. It's obviously the safety, but people are looking at the cost of having to commute downtown. There's a lot of issues for people that they can address now, because you're right. Jobs are plentiful. People are moving all over the place because they can.
Yep. People pointing out more videos they saw last night. You know, the Stone Arch Bridge. You're firing bottle rockets. Just swearing at the police because they have bigger numbers than the police do. It's awful behavior. And these individuals need to be dispersed. They need to be arrested. But sadly, they have so much going on. They go from place to place, and they try to tamp it down, and they can't completely resolve it. Excellent text on the topic. What is going on with edibles? What did people know? What did they not know? The representative behind the bill, Heather Edelson, is minutes away on WCCO.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Before we finish this show, your opportunity to win Twins tickets. So listen to the regular soundbite of the Twins and then Kristaps' bizarre Timberwolves chant. So before we are done today, chance to win a 4-pack of Twins tickets. We spent some time on Friday talking about this, a state law Friday that legalizes edibles. How it works is Minnesotans, who are 21 and older, can buy THC-infused edibles, the beverages, that contain more than 5 milligrams per serving and 50 milligrams per package. And there was a lot of talk about, wait a second, who knew what was in this bill? What happened? In fact, as I read from a Star Tribune story, the head of the Minnesota Board of Pharmacy, which will have regulatory authority, had this to say. The executive director said this: some things were changed at the 11th hour, especially that 5 milligrams and 50 milligrams. But here we are. It got passed. We are going to do our best to support it. Now, our guest, Representative Heather Edelson, who is the author of the bill, she's been adamant in saying, no, that's not true, that there was full transparency all along. Heather is with us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Heather, what do you say to these folks, and thank you for coming on, who say we had no idea what we were voting on, or even the Board of Pharmacy saying something changed? Why do you disagree with them?
Well, thank you for having me, by the way.
Thank you.
So, yeah, of course. Well, with that, you know, the executive director has changed in the Board of Pharmacy. So who is now the executive director of the Board of Pharmacy is not who I had worked with. It changed near towards the end of session. So at the time, it was Cody Weiberg. And executive director Weiberg was very much understanding what we were doing here. So that would not be true. And also,
so
just
what,
to elaborate a little bit, we did.
Yeah.
I was going to say this bill, while it did not have a hearing in the Senate, the bill did have 3 hearings in the Minnesota House, and so it was out there for the public to have access to what was happening. We did change the milligrams, actually in Commerce in the second hearing that we had. It might have been the second or third, but the point is that when it got to the policy bill, all the details were there. And so it was not changed at the 11th hour as well.
So I'm seeing verification on that from multiple story on Weiberg. Does it surprise you? Does it make any sense why Phillips, the present executive director of the pharmacy board, would suggest there were late changes?
You know, I'm not going to comment too much on that. I mean, the reality is she's now inherited something that maybe she didn't work on, and I can't imagine that's easy, taking over and when you didn't work on a product. And so maybe she was just misinformed at that point.
Okay, how about Jim Abler, right, who's been very visible for a number of years, chairs now on the Senate side, the Human Services Reform, Finance, and Policy Committee. He told the Trib he did not realize the law would legalize edibles, and he said the legislature should consider rolling it back. Ryan Winkler and others basically said there's no chance. What do you say to Senator Abler?
I would agree with Representative Winkler that there's not a chance. I mean, it's been overwhelming positive feedback from community members and Minnesotans. So the critical thing to think about this law, too, is that these products were being sold in really unsafe ways, milligrams that were maybe 25 milligrams for one gummy, 250 milligrams for a box of cereal per serving. People were getting sick. These products were there. We also had people that would go to states like Colorado or Massachusetts where they were legal and, you know, try to get them back here. And you had otherwise people that are following all the laws trying to figure out, well, hey, how do I get the product that I want and bring it back to the state of Minnesota? Now, that to me is a law that we actually have to have a conversation about because Minnesotans want access to this. 19 other states have really looked at ways to make THC products available to Minnesotans. And so it was something that we had to have a policy discussion on. I didn't put it out there as we were. This is legalization of recreational use, adult use, THC. But there's no question that this does have THC that makes it legal.
Okay, so I've admitted this before. This is the first time we've had a chance to chat. I've thought recreational marijuana should have been legal in this state a long, long time ago. Mm-hmm. I think it's been sad that it's been so difficult for medicinal marijuana mm-hmm. to be legal. So as this was moving through the House and Senate, and when you realized it was going to pass, did you have any idea that it would cause this controversy? And how significant of a story should this be for what is allowed now compared to what some people want for the full legalization of recreational marijuana?
I think this is a really good step for Minnesota. I really am glad we were able to get this passed. 5 milligrams of THC makes it is a much more manageable dose for somebody, say, like my size, depends. I mean, it also depends on how your body metabolizes it. But having 55 milligrams per gummy and 50 milligrams for a package, I think what we did is we cracked the door on something that was being sold in the state, but made it safer and really tried to make consumers aware of what they would be consuming to give hopefully Minnesota. Throughout our history, we've been Republicans and controlled Democrats and divided government of some form for decades. And so this issue just becomes so partisan that we can't have a real public health conversation like we need to about it. And so if it happens to pass this way, then so be it. I feel good about what has happened. And of course we do have to go back and there's more work that needs to be done, but I'm feeling proud of the work that we've done and that this bill did pass.
Representative Heather Edelson is with us. Chad Hartman here on CCO. We're talking about now the change in the law for liquid edibles and what is allowed. Again, I'm on record saying I think recreational marijuana should be legal in this country. For the folks, Heather, who look at this and say, this will make things less safe for individuals, this will make the roads less safe. We don't understand why we need to add this and make this a legal product. What do you say to that portion of the audience which is listening now?
I've heard that. But at the same time, these products are being consumed. It pushes people to an illegal market. It pushes people to try to go to other states to purchase it. It's not like these products are not available. They're just available in ways that are not safe. And so it makes sense to have, and this is the thing. I mean, I'm known at the Capitol for being very bipartisan. I'm a Democrat, but I work really well with Republicans because at the end of the day, we have to pass laws that work for Minnesotans. And Minnesotans are telling us they want this product. it actually is doing public harm by us not having these conversations. And so by it being legal, we now get to say, how do we protect it so it stays out of the hands of certain people? I've, you know, been in contact with law enforcement trying to figure out what's their feedback as we look to next session. It is absolutely better for us to have a legal pathway to regulate. And you know, there's lots of conversation about this. Tap it next session.
Senate Majority Leader Jeremy Miller put out a statement in the last couple hours saying that when legalizing edibles became a fairly significant story on Friday, the Democrats put out a statement, talked about it, were proud of it. And then this case, after the city of Minneapolis saw a number of safety issues, legitimate safety issues, where videos show there was lawlessness that was taking place in downtown, that the Democrats are silent. What do you say to the Senate Majority Leader about that point?
You know, I haven't seen his statement, but I think, you know, for Republicans right now, anything they can do to capitalize that Democrats are not good on public safety is something they tend to like to bring up, which is just not true. I mean, many of us work really well with our law enforcement, are working to tackle crime. But you know, that outside of this is, you know, we have to have tough conversations where we're not constantly pointing this partisan finger. I mean, governing is so much more than the partisanship that we hear about. And it's, for people like me, it's really frustrating. I'm elected to do a job. We need to have public policy conversations that are actually genuine. And I haven't seen a statement, but I guess I'll look for it.
Yeah, I would just say, as an observer, I would think we can have both conversations. We shouldn't be alone and saying, well, we can only talk one topic. That means we can't talk about the other topic. We can talk about both. Okay, let's just finish talking about the potential of conventional recreational marijuana and its legalization. The way this played out, fair or not, the way Republicans have reacted, it's an election year. What's the likelihood when you gather next year that recreational marijuana in the traditional sense will happen? Because to me, I look at this and the way it's played out, and I'm still very skeptical it's going to happen here. I don't agree with it, but I still think we're going to be pretty late to the game in the state.
Well, you know, sometimes, yeah, no, I mean, Chad, I think you're making a good point. Again, just highlighting the fact that, like, we've had our divided legislature in some form for decades, that it's made these conversations, unfortunately, really challenging, even those states where you have Republican leadership that are leading on those conversations. For some reason here, it ends up shutting down conversations. I hope, you know, I think over the last 4 years, Senator Coran, who's a Republican, and I have done a lot of really great work around expanding the medical cannabis program in the state of Minnesota. For instance, I was the chief author of putting raw marijuana plants into the medical program, which became available in March. So we know that cannabis is a plant that does have medicinal qualities that people want to have access to. And so we, as a state, I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat, need to really genuinely start having conversations on how we make it available and then do so in a safe way. I don't know what
Heather, enjoy the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Enjoy the conversation. We'll continue to follow up. And we've talked a lot about recreational marijuana on this show, and we'll continue. Thanks again.
Thanks, Chad. Bye-bye.
Kind of how it played out, Republican reaction, the Democratic lead author's response, and where we go from here. And as I said, if you've listened to the show at all, you know this will not be the last time we talk about this part of the story or overall marijuana. Maybe a chance to win some Twins tickets if you pay attention. Coming up real soon.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Call in right now to win your Twins tickets, a four-pack. Dave, remind me, the four-pack for the Twins tickets. When will people have a chance to see the Twins if they call in at 651-461-9226?
Be the third caller. It's a week from today, July 12th, against the Brewers.
Excellent. Brewers pretty good. Linda's construction time check is 257. Time to invest in clog-free LeafGuard brand gutters for your home. Another press conference regarding Highland Park. Jason will pay attention. He's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.